How are you doing? Nobody sent me any more emails about how the kid who shot up the movie theater was the victim of a psyops operation. Don't send me any of that. Don't send me any more about shadow governments. Don't send me anything like that anymore. Because none of you even know who your state senator is. And I don't mean the senator of your state. I mean your state senator. Who your alderman is, who your representative is in your local government. If I said it once, I'll say it a million times. There doesn't need to be a shadow government. You are not even paying attention to your not shadow government. The shadow government is the government that you're not paying attention to. Oh. The kid just snapped. That's all. You want to know why he snapped? Come live my life. Huh? Now, I don't have the energy to snap. The little band, you know, that snapped on this kid, on me, has dry-rotted long ago. It has dry-rotted and disintegrated. I don't have anything left to snap. I'm just... My life right now is just a complete disaster. And I, you know. You want a good example of it? Here's where I'm at right now. Here's why you don't have to worry about me snapping. The duplex I'm living in, the landlord, he either lost the house or he short sold the house or someone bought the house. I don't even know. I can't really get a straight answer out of it. I don't really care because it doesn't matter. The bottom line is twofold. I'm going to have to move all this crap. And the landlord is no longer fixing anything. He's washed his hands of it. The house is like in some sort of limbo where it hasn't quite changed hands yet, so nobody really quite owns it or doesn't own it, so nothing's getting fixed. I don't have any hot water. I haven't had hot water in like a month and a half. So there's that. I've stopped complaining. I don't even complain. Now I just take the cold shower. I don't care. Fine. I'll just live like a squatter. There's no hot water. There's no electricity downstairs because he shut off the electricity on the first floor of the duplex, which, as it turns out, runs the basement also. So, I can't get in the basement. I can't do anything in the basement. You know, it's like I'm squatting here. It's like I just moved into an abandoned house, basically. But here's how you can really see where I'm at. Electricity is just arcing against the side of the house. There's like a little metal, like, electrical conduit. The house is so old, anyhow, that nothing was ever up to code. It was built, like, in the Civil War and just kept getting grandfathered in. Like, all the wiring in this house, it's the old wiring that has, like, that plaid cloth around it. You know, it's not even plastic wiring. It's just all cloth wiring that I'm sure is all dry-rotted away. You know, the house is going to just go up in the tinderbox any minute. Against the side of the house, there's electrical conduit that the power runs into, and I can only assume that the wiring coating is dry-rotted away, because every time the wind blows and rattles the wire that's connected to the electrical conduit, you hear... Bzz, 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 you hear it arcing inside there. Bzz, 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 bzz. It's all going to burn down. It's going to burn down with me in it and everything I own. I don't even care. And I don't have any smoke detectors. Well, I do, but the batteries all died. So here was my plan. Huh? Well, sure, I could go get batteries, but that's not going to happen. Well, then go get me batteries, then, if you're so concerned about it. I don't care. The batteries died, and they're D batteries, which you never remember to buy, because if you write batteries down on your shopping list, you go there and then you buy double A's or triple A's, because that's what you assume you need for, like, the remote control. And then you get home and you remember, oh, yeah, the smoke detector. So the last smoke detector started chirping at, like, 3 a.m. I was too tired to do anything about it. Nothing's open anyhow, so here's what I did. I went in the garage, and I got all the fireworks I had. I had, like, a tackle box full of fireworks. And I just strategically played strategically placed them around the house. So if there's a fire, then the fireworks will go off, and that'll wake me up, and then I'll know there's a fire, see? Huh? Well, what's the same thing? What's the difference? What does a smoke detector do? It doesn't put out the fire. It just goes eek, 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 eek to wake you up. Well, fireworks will be the same thing. Fireworks will catch on fire and they'll go off, pow, 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 and then I'll be awake. I'll know there's a fire. And it won't be like a downer, you know? I won't wake up to the eek, 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 eek. It'll be pow, 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 yay, there's a fire. It'll be like that. But that's it, you know? But that's the other end of the spectrum of snapping. There's life just wears you down enough until you snap, or life wears you down to the point where you just don't care. That's where I'm at. Whatever. What do you think there were fireworks all over the place for? The 4th of July was like a month ago, dude. Yeah. And over there, too. See? By the window. I got by the window where the arcing is. I got it on the stair. Yeah. It's fireworks. That's my new smoke detector. I don't know what there's nothing I can do about the hot water heater. It's broken, and I don't know how to fix it. You know, I've fixed as much on that thing as I can. Now I've just been taking ice-cold showers and then, like, showering at the gym. Which is, you know... Oh, it's all sorts of a mess doing that. Because the showers at the gym are way in the back of the locker room where it's kind of dark and scary. And there's, you know, there's a glass door, so you can either shower... You know, there's a glass door leading into the shower area where there's a... No, there's not stalls. There's just, you know, it's just like a prison. There's just a bunch of shower nozzles coming out of a wall. So you can either shower on the nozzles in front of the glass door so everybody can see you take a shower, or you can shower a little further back where it's even darker and more scary. So I'm just showering in front of the nozzles. So at least, you know, if someone attacks me, you know, the other people in the locker room will be able to take pictures for YouTube or something. At least some good will come of, you know, the whatever sexual assault I run into. And here's the other thing about you don't really realize, like, there's things you do subconsciously that are fine when you're doing them subconsciously, but when you try to consciously do them, it becomes like very difficult. You know, like, do this once in your shower at your own home. Try to consciously not drop the soap you're using. when your internal CPU, you know, the little hard drive in between your ears is in charge and you're not thinking about it, it just calculates everything. You know, how much pressure to put on, what fingers to use, you know. But you know, when you're showering in public and you want to make sure you don't drop the soap, then all of a sudden you're controlling a bunch of things you're not used to controlling. You know, how tight to hold it. You know, do I hold it with a full hand or do I just put a few fingers around it? How tight do I hold the thumb? And now, you know, when you're turning and you're showering and sometimes the water is hitting it and sometimes the water is not hitting it, all that, you know, all that little intricate pressure, usually your brain just takes care of that and it's fine. But then once you jump behind the controls, it's just a mess. You know, just boom, boom, boom. I'm dropping the soap like every 30 seconds. And then, you know, my subconscious is like, okay, well, would you like me to handle bending over to get the soap? Or do you want to take control of that too so you just slip and fall and smash your head on the porcelain? You know, how about you just let me handle this stuff? Don't worry about how hard you're holding the soap. You're just making a mess of everything. And then they were like, I've been lucky enough that there's no one else there. But, you know, still there's the glass door and people are watching you drop the soap, which is not a good look. Yeah, you're either, whatever. Then, but I was in there one time, there were like two Middle Eastern dudes, I don't know if they're Iranian, two Middle Eastern dudes talking in whatever Middle Eastern language they have, and they were like having an argument, like yelling at each other. Yes, while they were showering, naked. Yes, there's two naked Middle Eastern dudes were like yelling at each other. I don't even know. I don't even know, whatever Klingon, you know. Yeah, yes, they were yelling at... They were angrily yelling at each other, both naked, and I was, like, right next to them. It's very, very uncomfortable. So that's, you know, that's what I've been dealing with. And I'm too tired to even... You know, I just continued showering, and then I left. Left them to their screaming match. No, I don't know what happened. I didn't hang around to find out. They could have started throwing punches or what. Or they could have just been talking about sports. I don't know. Those guys always seem angry, even when they're not. It's not like, you know, it's not exactly the language of love. You know, there's a lot of hard consonants and beeping sounds and then guttural. They just never sound happy. But they were definitely angry at each other. Whether it was about something important or who lost the volleyball game, I don't know. So there's that. So there's the cold shower. There's a house that could burn down any minute. If it doesn't burn down, then I still got to figure out how I'm going to move all this stuff and where I'm going to go. You know, and I'm still exhausted from the trip to San Diego. And I come home and there's all this. Yeah, and then meanwhile, you know, I go to the shower and then there's the whole... Or I'm sorry, I go to the gym and there's the whole shower thing. You know, just... Life is just piling on me. And then I go to leave and then there's the retarded guy there. Happy as a pig in slop because he got pizza burgers for $4 for $5 or something. You know? It's just... whatever. And I was actually at the grocery store with him the other day. And, well, here's what happened. I see him at the grocery store every once in a while, and then, you know, do you say hi or do you not say hi? I don't really like the guy, but I feel obligated to say hi because I don't want to be mean to him because he's retarded, basically. If he wasn't retarded, I'd just be a complete jag to this guy. Do you realize that? Everybody thinks I'm a jerk. I'm being nice to this guy because he's retarded, even though I think he's a knob. Because he's a knob. Show me pictures of him and his girlfriend and stuff. He's just a jag. Anyhow, so I'll see him at the grocery store, and I'll say hi, and he'll just ignore me. You know, so I try to do something, you know, I start to walk past and go, I'm just going to ignore this guy. And then the other part of my brain goes, don't be a dick about it, just say hi to the guy. So I go, hey, Mike, how's it going? And he just ignores me, just looks at me and then looks the other way, or just, you know, he's like ignoring me for some reason. So I'm, you know, every time I try to be nice, I end up feeling like, you know, I'm being slighted. Don't you slight me. Don't ignore me. You're retarded. I am not a non-retarded person taking time out of my day to say hello to you, a retarded person. You should, you know, at least say hello back. So then at the gym, I called him out on it. I said, you know what? I see you at the grocery store all the time, and you never say hi. I say hello to you, and you ignore me. And now here we are at the gym, and you're, like, showing me your pizza burgers and stuff. All of a sudden, now we're buddies. We're buddies here in the gym, but out in public, you snub me. What's up with that? Huh? Yes, that was the conversation I'm having. I was trying to guilt trip a retarded person into saying hello to me in the grocery store. That's where I'm at. He pretended he didn't see me. I know he saw me. I said, hi, Mike. Unless his name isn't Mike, who knows? Maybe he's not even retarded, because when I see him at the grocery store, he doesn't seem to be having any problem with the keypad or swiping his stuff or anything like that. You know, at the gym, the guy can barely get his gym membership underneath the little scanner thing because his hand's shaking and stuff's falling out of his wallet. But then when I go to the grocery store, he's having no trouble with the keypad or nothing. And then ignoring me, and he's got little glasses on and stuff. Maybe he's not even retarded. Maybe he's just some psycho who's pretending to be retarded for some reason. No, I'm sure it was him. I don't know if he has a brother. It wasn't his brother, it was him. Anyhow, so I give him some grief about that, and he's like, no, I didn't see you. Yes, you did, Mike, you saw me. And then, you know, I realize the argument I'm in. Like, how pathetic am I? I'm hurt because a retarded guy ignored me in the grocery store. Wasn't I just in the largest comic book convention in the world where people were asking for autographs and telling me I'm great? This is how fragile my ego is, apparently. That it takes 3 days for that to wear off to the point where I'm all butt hurt because a retarded guy ignored me in the grocery store. So then, whatever. So then I leave the gym, and I'm going to the grocery store, and apparently Mike is too. Are you going to the grocery store? Yeah, I'm going to the grocery store, too. So then I'm like, I'm walking with him to the grocery store, but I'm kind of not walking. We're both going there. So then I'm in a situation. Are we walking together? You know, like we're buddies, or are we just both going in the same direction? Should I be talking to you, or should I not break your concentration as you cross the street so you get hit by a... I don't know what to do with this guy. But so, like, he's sort of talking to me, and we're walking. But here's how he's walking. I'm not making fun of him. I'm explaining the situation. He's walking like his right leg is about a foot longer than his left leg in a big circular step. No, it's not really longer. Why are you torturing me today? No, that's just how he's walking. His legs are the same size. He's just walking like one is longer in a big, weird swooping motion, which is making him walk quickly. So he's like walking downhill, even though he's not downhill. You know, it's a big downhill. He's marching along. So now I can either walk really fast to stay alongside him or walk at a normal pace, and then I have him, you know, four car lengths ahead of me, still talking to me. I was too tired to keep up with him. So he got ahead of me, and then he gets into the grocery store first. So then he's gone, so fine. You know, I'm loading up, you know, my cart with a few things. And you know, I'm going to one aisle to the next, and he's going to one aisle to the next. And now he's, like, razzing me about it. You know, he'll peek in, "Hi, Doug!" And, like, making a big deal about it. "Here, crybaby, I'm saying hello to you." The retarded guy's, like, having fun with me. I'm walking in an aisle, and he'll walk past, and, like, "Hi, Doug, how are you doing?" And then he'll leave and laugh to himself, and then he'll see me a few minutes later, "Oh, Douglas, hello, how are you?" And then he'll laugh to himself. I'm getting this. I'm getting razzed by this. A retarded guy is, like, having, you know, scoring points on me in the grocery store. And he's going to go to home to a hot shower. Now, he's not going to have to take a shower in front of some nice scary Iranian dudes who are screaming at each other. If he drops the soap, no one's going to think anything of it because he's a retarded guy. He's going to go have some pizza burgers and watch wrestling. What am I going to do? I'm going to come back home, take a cold shower, just in time to have my house burned down with all my stuff in it. Give me the news stories. What did you dig up for me? Batman star Christian Bale visits shooting. I thought we weren't going to do this. I thought we were going to ignore this, the Christian Bale thing. I thought after the response. Aurora, Colorado, Batman star Christian Bale visited survivors of the Colorado theater shooting Tuesday. A scant 12 hours after talk started of Warner Brothers being sued by the victims. I just added that last part. Where is this from? AP? Associated Press. I'm just going to interject here. From time to time, and thanked medical staff and police officers who responded to the attack that killed 12 people and injured 58 others. It's up to 58 injured again? I thought it was down to 32 the last time I looked this. Bale visited with little advanced warning and also stopped by the makeshift memorial to victims near a movie theater that was showing The Dark Knight Rises when the gunfire erupted. I'm not going to get into this anymore. I can't convince people when somebody's doing something in their own vapid self-serving self-interest. I can't. It can't be done. I tried. I can't do it. People either see this stuff for what it is, or there's no way to convince them. And usually, it all boils down to what they want to believe. You know, and what, whether or not the people in question is someone they like in the first place, or whether or not someone like them. You know, everybody was all butthurt because I was beating up on George Takei last week and got all butthurt about what I posted about Christian Bale and everything he was getting out of his little visit. You know, whether it was in his, you know, whether he was just trying to help or not, I kind of doubt, because he got a whole hell of a lot out of it, and the timing is suspicious. But, you know, whatever. It all boils down to the fact that everybody who's normally cynical about this stuff, everybody who, you know, laughed at the tsunami, and they laughed at Hurricane Katrina, and they laughed at the power outages, and they laughed at old people getting beat up in the subway, and they laugh at this and that, and they're as cynical as you ever want to get, and they laugh at religion, truth, justice, and the American way, everything's up for grabs, isn't everything a big joke? All of a sudden, it's not so funny when it's a group of 20-year-olds who read comic books getting shot. Oh, all of a sudden it's not funny anymore. Hey, that could have been one of us. Oh, all of a sudden it's not cool to make fun of every single thing. You got blinders on. Take them off. Either everything's up for grabs, or start showing some respect to all the things that you don't respect. Know what I mean? Either start showing respect, you know, and humanity towards things that you don't necessarily believe in, or Your stuff's up for grabs, too. I'm tired of doing these blogs and podcasts where everybody's on your side when you're beating up on stuff they don't like, but you use that same cynicism to point out something that their side of the aisle is doing is stupid. Or you make fun of something that's close to them, and all of a sudden you're an a-hole. I'm not an a-hole. I'm the same guy I was last week, 2 weeks, and 3 weeks ago. It just got a little bit too close to home for you this time. That's all. So, you know, that makes you the one with the problem. Because my policy is unchanged. It's all up for grabs. You know, so you're just, you know, an egomaniac. If you think that policy is good until it starts affecting something of yours, you know, that's you're the one with the problem. You're the one with the problem. Not me making fun of people trying to help. You're the egomaniac. You... Not me, who am making fun of shooting victims. You're the... I know I'm all over the map. I'm tired. I haven't had a hot shower in a month and a half. Is there anything else in this story that matters? Blah, blah, blah. I just want to thank us all because... What's this? Bale, humble and dressed casually in a black t-shirt and jeans, thanked the staff and shook... Well, why they mentioned things that are so bizarre that they mentioned. Why they mentioned what he was wearing? I didn't think he came in a bat suit. I didn't think he came in dressed like Batman. He's in a t-shirt and jeans. What does that have to do with the story? If he came in dressed like Batman, then tell me. And I will give him this much credit. Lord knows what he put himself through. You know, Lord knows what was waiting for him at those hospital beds. Because it was me. Hey, everybody, it's the guy who was in that movie getting fake shot while I was in the theater getting real shot. Yeah, I saw that movie you're in, and people were like fake shooting, and then people in real for shooting. I got shot for real while you were getting fake shot. Hey, maybe we could like talk about the difference between, you know, getting fake shot and me getting, you know, real shot. You know, like in case you're a method actor or something, I can tell you what it feels like to get real for real shot. You know, because I got shot at your movie. How come you're not dressed like Batman? Why don't you go back out? Go to a Halloween store and come back dressed like Batman, and I want you to act out the last hour and a half of that movie that I missed because I got shot at your movie. That's what, if it was me there, it would have been a whole lot of that. So who knows what he had to deal with? I will give him that much. He walked into Lord knows what. Dressed in a t-shirt and jeans, thanked the staff, shook hands, and agreed to have his photo taken with employees. Agreed to have his photo taken. Agreed? That's why he showed up. To have his picture taken. All these numbskulls out there replying, you, well, he paid for this out of the, you know, out of his own money, and he didn't tell, he asked the press to stay away. Give me a break. By the way, it's like a $200 airline ticket from L.A. to... Told the press not to show up. Hey, news agency, don't come to the hospital, because I'm going to be there, wink, wink. Come on. Can you people see this? You know, and he paid for it with his own money. How do you know that? How did that word get out? If he's doing this all out of the goodness of his heart, why are we hearing about all the little details of what a great person he is? Right? You get my point here? Somebody, perhaps his publicist, you know, is the one who let that out, that he paid for his own airline ticket to make him look like an even better person. Yes? Which is self-serving, yes? In his own self-interest, yes? And perhaps an attempt to change a public relations nightmare into something's not a public relations nightmare, maybe? Doesn't anybody ask themselves, wait a minute, why do I know he paid for this out of his own money? How am I finding that out? Why is that in this story? Somebody had to tell you that. Get it? He just said he wanted to come and thank all of us because he has Then he... hold on a second. I gotta get my bearings here. He just said he wanted to come and thank all of us because he has been thinking about this. What a bizarre thing to say. Hey, you know, I've been thinking about this. Really? You and the rest of the entire planet. You and George Takei. Speaking of George Takei, let's see, it's been about a week and a half since the shootings, which is about a week and a half since his first post. You know, he was first out of the box posting about how much he cared and was mourning for these people. He hasn't put one thing up about them since. But he's got like four pictures of cute animals with funny quotes on there. So his mourning is clearly over. I told you. It's been a week and a half. Not one thing. Hasn't mentioned the shooting since. Nothing about aid for the victims' families. Nothing about, hey, donate blood in their memory. Nothing about the Red Cross. Nothing about the workers. Nothing about the police. Nothing about nothing. He was first out of the box, and that's good enough for him. George Takei, everybody. And the most telling thing about that is, you know, if the guy really did give a damn, why isn't he patting Christian Bale on the back here? Huh? I mean, Christian Bale, you know, if they're kindred spirits here, they both want to do some good. How come George Takei's not patting Christian Bale on the back and posting about the nice little thing Christian Bale did? If he cares so much. Because he doesn't care. He just wanted to look cool. But now he doesn't look as cool as Christian Bale, so he's just not going to mention it anymore. Back to the story. Bale also stopped by a growing memorial near the theater and walked among the 12 crosses erected for each of the slain victims. Many people there didn't realize who he was or chose to leave him alone. Or realize it was, you know, incredibly inappropriate for him to be there. And perhaps thought he was a jag and ignored him. What are you supposed to say? They're not there to meet Christian Bale. They're at a memorial of people that they knew that got killed. They don't give a rat's ass if Batman's there. These people had people that they cared about get murdered 4 days ago. You think they want to see Christian Bale anywhere near that place? What the... What did everybody think was going to happen? They were going to... ask for autographs? Hey, can you sign my foam cross? The whole thing is bizarre. Bale, who stars in Batman and The Dark Knight Rises, previously issued a statement saying, "Words cannot express the horror I feel. I can naturally begin to understand the pain and grief of the victims and their loved ones. But I was fake shot in a movie once, and that didn't really feel that great." I'm just making it. Whatever. I don't know. Look. Let's just move on. I don't even want to talk about this anymore. I don't care. But this, you know... He's not a bad guy for doing this. But he's not a hero for doing this either. You know, he acted like a human being for, as near as I can tell, once in his entire life. Let's not make the guy out to be anything he's not, all right? That's all. And he's getting a whole hell of a lot out of appearing here. You know, they had a public relations disaster on their hands until Christian Bale showed up at the movie theater shaking hands and kissing babies. That's all I'm saying. Tell you what, I'll withhold judgment on Christian Bale here. You know, I'll withhold judgment on it and wait and see if any of these victims ever hear from him again. Ever. He blew into Colorado for 3 hours, blew back out of town. Spent one day there. By the way, on a Tuesday. The shooting was on a Thursday. You think a lot of the people were already out of the hospital? Did he rent a car and go drive around all their houses and meet all them and shake their hands? Get pictures taken, or did you just blow into the hospital where the news cameras were and then blow back out of town? Huh? I'll withhold judgment, you know, for a few months. A few months from now, we have a story where Christian Bale and a bunch of the victims were at a ball game that he took them to, or, you know, one of the he's giving blood to one of them or sharing a kidney or just not hanging up on the one that called, hey, Christian, it's me. You know, we met in the hospital and you told me to let you know how I was doing. Well, I got a staph infection because, you know, the bullet broke through the skin and the bone and I got to get treated for that. And,
Christian Bale doesn't live here anymore. You have the wrong number.
That's what's going to happen. But I'll withhold judgment. If we get any stories about that, then I will get on here and admit I was wrong about Christian Bale. But until then, all we have is what's in front of us. Public relations nightmare, people talking about suing Warner Brothers, a scant 12 hours later, Christian Bale's ass is in the hospital taking pictures. Then he's gone. Out the door, back on a plane to Hollywood. See ya.
Oh, what difference does it make?
Oh, if I'm wrong, I guess it doesn't make any difference. But if I'm right, then this guy is a vile a-hole. So I guess if you don't mind living in a world full of vile a-holes, then it doesn't make any difference. But if you don't want to live in a world full of vile a-holes, then, you know, you got to hold the line somewhere. Joe's asking how much of me beating up on Bale is because I'm irritated because I'm not getting any hot showers. I don't know. 75%. No, I don't know. It annoys me that that's what we used to do in this country. We used to point out self-serving crap. We used to point out when celebrities stick their nose into tragedy for the sake of getting on the camera. And we used to assume it was that unless proven otherwise. Because that's how you nip that sort of behavior in the bud. We used to do that in this country. As, you know, like a hobby. Nobody's doing that anymore. And I want to know why not. Because, you know, that's how we end up with people as governor, like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's how you end up with Wyclef Jean thinking he should be president of Haiti. You know, all these egomaniacs and lunatics. You know, who pull their face out of the off of their mirror and wipe their nose long enough to look around and see that there's humanity out there and then go around and shake a few hands and think they did something. These guys don't have any more connection to reality than a lifetime politician. You know, they make ungodly amounts of money. They spend more money on putting coke up their nose than you and I are ever going to spend on a car. Every once in a while, a news story catches their eye and they come down and they guilt trip us to give more money to Haiti, or they lecture us on what kind of laws we should pass, or all that crap. This is how it starts. It starts simple enough, and then they get the bug, and then you never stop hearing from them. Now, maybe that's not Christian Bale. Maybe he's just in the, you know, trying to do something good in a situation where there's no way to not look like an ass, but he does look like an ass. And by the way, the last time we had any insight into what kind of a human being Christian Bale was, it was a clip on YouTube of him screaming at some poor assistant for walking past the set of his movie. Remember, he went on some whole diatribe on some poor goof who stumbled into the set, bawled him out. We all thought he was a complete ass. And as near as I can tell on the internet, we don't have any evidence that he's ever done anything for a living human being in between now and then, or even before then. So there's no reason to be any less skeptical of this guy than you would if it was Glenn Beck showing up after a shooting at a Glenn Beck movie. You know? Maybe I am being too hard. Joe thinks I'm being too hard on him. Huh? I'm sure the retarded guy would say hello to Christian Bale in the grocery store, but I'm sure it would.
Yeah, Christian Bale, you're Batman. I got shot in your movie. You hurt. You know.
Also, I'm not getting any sleep either. I can't fall asleep until like 4. And then at 6 in the morning, I'm getting woken up by these neighbor's dogs. The lady next door, she's got like 2 Rottweilers and 2 other big dogs. And at 6 in the morning, they're out there just barking and biting at each other and everything. And she's standing out there with a donut and a cup of coffee, just like watching it go on. Yeah, the fat lady, my fat neighbor who chain smokes and lives with four dogs. I bet that house smells great. Chain smoking with four animals. Maybe I could have the Humane Society take those dogs away because they're being harmed by her secondhand smoke. Could I try that? And it's one of those situations where I'm half awake now. Do I wake myself all the way up to go complain, or do I just try to fall asleep again, or do I just lay here and be tortured by I went down there. No, I wasn't. I was too tired to be a jerk. I just said, hey, can you... It's 6 a.m, can you keep these dogs quiet? And she looked at me like she was genuinely mortified. She says, I'm so sorry. They're barking at squirrels. Like she couldn't do anything about it. like it was completely out of her control. No, she didn't ask him to be quiet. She was just standing there with a mortified look on her face, like, these dogs are... I said, well, they're not going to stop barking on their own. Tell them to shut up. They're just going to keep... I'm going to have to kill one of those dogs. Because the two big ones are old, and they don't really cause any trouble. And then there's the two young ones that fight with each other and bark, and then it gets all the other dogs, you know, they all get worked up. So I think if I kill one of the little ones, then everything will be cool. I'm just going to, put some antifreeze on, like, a cheeseburger and throw it over the fence. Joe said that might kill her. You're right. I mean, she's pushing 300 pounds. She might beat the dogs to that cheeseburger. Hey, the universe owes me a dog. Remember this over the winter? I saved that dog's life with CPR. I put my mouth on a dog's disgusting mouth and brought it back to life. The universe owes me a dog. It'll be completely even Steven at that point. I saved a dog, and I'm taking a dog out. It's even Steven, Your Honor. And so, in closing, Your Honor, since I saved a dog, I should be okay that I murdered that dog. The defense rests. Are we done? Have I got myself in enough trouble? Good. 2 weeks in a row, everybody. How about that? Thanks for listening. Until next time. Think.